It's 5 Live Breakfast at 8:53. We're going to talk Open All Hours now.
Not quite yet. Hold that thought. Because we want to keep Adam with us, in fact.
Well, no, that's not the GP debate, Open All Hours, by the way. It's the return of the fabled sitcom.
I can stick with you for that one as well. You know, it's Gladys Emmanuel et al.
Given your knowledge of 70s telly. But yeah. Before that, we want to talk about the millionth Raspberry Pi rolling off the production line.
Correct. If you don't know what a Raspberry Pi is, that man there is holding one. That is Alan O'Donoghue from Raspberry Jam. We'll be talking to him in a moment. It is a very small printed circuit board with some components on it. And that, Rachel, is a computer designed to train children in how to program things. It was launched at the start of last year. A million of them have now come. Alan founded Raspberry Jam, which he is described as an enthusiast site for the Pi, and works with schools helping teach programming. And does it work, Alan? Does this tiny little credit card-sized bit of plastic help children to learn how to program computers?
Absolutely it does. I mean, it's got a huge amount of potential. I think what is confusing people is, because we live in the period we do now, where we're used to computing being convenient, almost like the convenience food we put in a microwave and press a button, I think a lot of people expect that with a computer, like a tablet device, you're just going to press a button and everything works. And because this is a bare circuit board, I mean, some people say it's naked when you buy it, a lot of people are scratching their heads and they're thinking, I don't get it. What am I supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do with it?
Well, you can do anything with this computer that you would do with any other computer. But because it's low cost, it's low powered, it costs £20, it's so small.
It's got no buttons.
That you can see at the moment, but it has lots of different options. You could create your own button, you could plug that keyboard you've got in front of you, you could plug that in. And it's just, it's an amazing platform that you can use to...
So a screen and a keyboard and that thing and you're away.
If that's what you want to do, if you want to have a normal computing experience, but what some people have done is they've done things like they've launched it into space for just a few hundred pounds, not billions of dollars. They've just attached it to a balloon because it weighs only a few hundred grams. And they've sent it up into space so you could take photographs of the top of your head or the top of your house, your school, wherever you are. And it, you know, it's got a very low floor.
They've sent it into space to take photographs of the top of their heads.
Well...
NASA have been accused of many things and wasting money, but I don't think even they would
do
that.
Well, I mean, computers are a versatile machine you can do lots of things with, and you can do all of these things with other computing devices, but the advantage of the Raspberry Pi is it is a completely open platform that you can do anything that you want to with it. And with our Raspberry Jam, we have people from all over the world actually come to our events. We have mums and sons, dads and daughters, and they're all getting thrilled and excited about the potential that this computing platform offers. Not your usual range of geeks who kind of go, oh, well, you know, I'm a Linux guru, this sort of thing.
Nothing wrong with geeks. Alan O'Donoghue, thank you very much, and happy birthday to that
credit
card. Raspberry Pi, a million today.
Here's a memory from your salad days. So here's another one as well. Are we going to have the theme? There we are.